Well, hello there. Welcome to The Story of Us, from cosmic dawn to the depths of being. I'm your host, Jeff Ellison. Thanks for tuning in today. Today we're going to take it all the way back to our trailer episode. And I want to talk a little bit about the importance of the name. When I first set off on the journey that became The Story of Us Project and the accompanying podcast that we have, something really unexpected happened. My wife, Jessica, who has always been my most honest, playful, and loving critic, confessed on our spontaneous trailer episode that she didn't really like the name of the podcast. Too long, too confusing, too weird. The audience, you guys, you laughed, and so did I. Maybe she's right. She almost always is. The audience laughed, but nevertheless, there was something endearing, something almost perfect about her reaction. In that moment, the podcast already began to do what I had hoped it would do, spark connection through honesty, through laughter, through the raw beauty, and just being human. And yet I chose this name, The Story of Us, from cosmic dawn to the depths of being, very deliberately, and I'm stubbornly committed to it. Kind of like my beard. She's just gonna have to get used to it. It wasn't picked to sound grandiose or mysterious. It was chosen because it captures, in the simplest and broadest way, what this project is really all about. So, why this name? The phrase, The Story of Us, should be enough, right? It's both humble and expansive. It begins with the most intimate sense of us, you and me, sitting across each other in time, space, and maybe a kitchen table, connected by a good conversation. But it also stretches outward to include the people we love, the cultures we come from, the humanity we share, and ultimately, the entire universe that birthed us. When I say from cosmic dawn to the depths of being, I'm naming the arc of this exploration, a journey into discovery that I hope you will embark on with me. On one end, the unimaginable, galaxies forming deep in space, stars igniting, atoms dancing into life, the first humans coming into existence, and on the other, the deeply personal, the quiet ache of longing, the joy of connection, the mysteries of love, grief, and meaning. From one human into a family tree of billions, and returning back to one. This podcast is an attempt to hold both ends of that spectrum all at once, to say to the world that the story of the universe and the story of you and I are not two stories. They're the same story, seen from different vantage points. We're all in this together. I didn't arrive at this way of perceiving the world by accident. I've been shaped by studying many teachers and traditions, each contributing unique perspectives that have woven together into the first seeds of my understanding. From wise mentors who challenged my preconceived notions to ancient philosophies that offered deep wisdom, every encounter has played a vital role in my journey. I've traveled to some really cool, far-reaching places, and have explored some diverse cultures. I've started to learn from divergent practices and beliefs. These experiences have enriched my perception of the world. Each lesson learned along the path has been a transformative experience that collectively are deepening my appreciation for the complexity of life and the interconnectedness of all beings. From people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and the great Carl Sagan, I've inherited a sense of awe, the staggering realization that we are stardust, given the gift of life. I've gained an appreciation for the vastness of the universe, and in turn, a fascination with how very small we are in the great Creator's grand scheme. This has inspired me to explore the intricate connections between all living beings in the cosmos, reminding me that every atom in our bodies was forged in the hearts of ancient stars. Thanks to these influencers, when I gaze at the night sky these days, I'm filled with wonder at the countless galaxies swirling beyond our own. It fuels my curiosity to seek deeper understanding and to ponder our place in this existence. It encourages me to reflect on the delicate balance of life on Earth and the mysteries that still lie ahead in our quest for understanding each other. From philosophers and spiritual teachers like Eckhart Tolle and Thich Nhat Hanh, I've learned to sit with the big questions, like, what is real? What is true? What is good? And find comfort in the quest for answers, knowing they'll likely never come, and that's okay. This process has invited a deeper reflection and challenges me to explore the true nature of our existence. I've started to more fully consider not only my beliefs, but also the perspectives of others around me. I'm beginning to forge a real sense of connection to the world, adopting a more mindful approach to my life. I'm discovering that the journey itself, filled with contemplation and connection, reveals more than any definitive answer ever could. In small but very meaningful ways, each day my understanding, my empathy, and my compassion is growing. From psychology, I've gained language for the struggles we carry silently, allowing us to articulate the often unspoken battles within ourselves and understand the mechanisms behind our emotions. I'm discovering pathways to healing that I hope to share with you guys. I'm becoming more in tune with the importance of self-awareness and the acceptance of our vulnerabilities. I'm starting to confront life's challenges with a healthy mix of compassion and resilience, laying the foundation for my personal growth and fostering connections with others who share similar experiences. From contemplative traditions, you know, Buddhism, Christianity, and others, I've learned that silence itself can be a strong teacher, and that stillness often reveals truths words can't reach. It's in the quiet moments that we find clarity. When we take time to contemplate, we connect with our inner selves and can start to comprehend the patterns of our thoughts and emotions. Embracing silence can lead to profound insights and help us all navigate the complexities of life with admiration for the present moment. In a world filled with noise and distraction, the practice of pausing to listen to our inner voice becomes a vital tool for both personal growth and for transformation. And finally, from comparative mythologists like the late great Joseph Campbell, I've started to realize the immense power of storytelling. Humans have forever, since the beginning of our time on Earth, used stories to help us make sense of the universe and our place in it. The various parts of ourselves that are in conflict with each other, like our dreams, hopes, our fears and ambitions. Storytelling helps us express the conflict between who we are and who we want to be. Campbell taught us that all stories, regardless of the time, regardless of the place, and regardless of the culture in which they came from, they share a universal theme. Greek mythology, Native American spirituality, and the major religions have so much in common. We are essentially telling the exact same story in an infinite variety of ways, but with the same core message. Campbell believed the whole human race could be seen to be reciting a single story, a story with immense psychological, sociological, and spiritual importance, a story he called the hero's journey. Myth, he said, was the song of the universe, being sung by 1,000 different peoples and cultures. This project is a weaving of these influences into meaningful conversation. It's part science, part spirituality, part storytelling, and part deep listening practice. and is driven by the belief that every person carries a fragment of wisdom the world needs to hear. It's our mission to tell these stories and perhaps help a few listeners to cope, heal, and gain some insight along the way. The most important word in the title isn't story or cosmic or being. It's us. Because whatever else we discover, whether it's about black holes or the depths of our psyche, we are discovering it together. In a world that feels increasingly divided, fragmented, and noisy, this podcast is my small attempt to knit us back together through stories. When you listen, you aren't just listening and hearing my reflections or my guests' insights. You're entering into the shared human search for meaning. And when you share your own story, you're adding to a chorus that is already unfolding across time and culture. You know, the laughter at my wife's gentle criticism reminded me of this. What makes us human isn't perfection. It's the way our edges meet each other. It's the way we can disagree, laugh, stumble, and still get along. The story of us, from cosmic dawn to the depths of being, is not a polished, sponsor-supported production. It's a living, breathing, sometimes awkward, always beautiful unfolding. So this is my invitation to you. If these conversations spark something in you, if you find yourself sitting in your car, nodding along, or pausing to let a thought settle, then help me spread the word. Share the podcast with a friend, a colleague, a family member. Send it to that person you know who loves philosophy, or campfire stories, or late-night cosmic musings. Hell, anyone you think will get something to take with them and help them through, share it with them. In the world we find ourselves living in today, voices travel because people carry them. And I would be deeply grateful if you carried this one forward. And more than that, if you have a story to tell, your story, in all its depth and honesty, I'd love to hear from you. This isn't a project built on celebrity voices or famous names. It's built on the idea that your story matters, and not only to you, but to the collective memory of our species. Your story is a thread in this grand tapestry, and when you tell it, others will see themselves more clearly. If you feel that pull, if you want to sit across the microphone with me and explore the story of us through your lens, please, reach out to me. You know, in closing, this podcast is, at its core, a love letter to wonder, to mystery, to the human spirit. It's our way of saying the cosmos is vast, yes, but so is the heart. And somewhere between the two, we'll find meaning together, because those many things that unite us far outnumber those that pull us apart. At its core, this is more than just a podcast and a blog. It's a reminder. A reminder that we belong to something infinitely larger than ourselves. And yet we carry that vastness with us. The galaxies that spun into being billions of years ago and are now folded into the lines of our fingerprints. The rhythms of our hearts. And those stories we love to tell. Yes, the name may sound far out. Yes, my wife may still tease me about it, and I love her all the more for keeping me grounded. But I stand by it because it's true. There's no story apart from us. Not me, not you, not them, us. The story of us is the only story there is. And from our cosmic dawn to the very depths of our being, we're all hurtling through space on the same tiny blue ball, living the same story. So when you hear this podcast, I hope you don't just hear a story or a show. I hope you feel an invitation to wonder, to remember, to reconnect, to slow down long enough to notice You're part of something holy, immense, and human, all at the same time. The cosmos is vast, but the human heart is vast too. And between the two lies the only story we'll ever really need to tell. The story of us. All the damn way from the cosmic dawn to the very depths of our being. That's our special episode for today. Please visit us on the World Wide Web at thestoryofusproject.com. And as always, peace be with you and with your spirit.